Why do these systems of estrus synchronization fail? Well, in beef cows, the biggest reason they fail is that the cows are actually not cycling. Remember our time to resume postpartum cycling in beef cows. Therefore, the herd should be at least 60 days postpartum in order to expect estrus synchronization to work. Will estrus synchronization work for the producers? Well, if all the cows are cycling, it can be done pretty well. How can we tell if all the cows are cycling? Well, if 5% of the herd is seen in heat daily, that means the cows are cycling. Heat detection also must be good. If you're not seeing 5% of the cows in heat per day, then either heat detection is not good or the cows are not cycling. Also, to see if the system will work, the AI and semen handling must be good. Can your AI technician breed 25 cows in a row? If we have 100 cows in heat, are our handling facilities and manpower sufficient? And what sort of fertility can our producer expect? No better than any previous fertility parameters that have been recorded for the producer. These are not fertility drugs. For dairy cows, postpartum anestrus is not much of a problem. In dairy cows, the perceived drug failure is normally expected, since only about 13 of 21 cows randomly cycling should come into estrus. This doesn't seem very good to the producer, but that's all that's going to happen if you randomly inject a randomly cycling group of cows.